This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Did you know that women are not satisfied in this country? What in the world?
In terms of what?
Yeah,
women,
what? What are we not satisfied with?
They're not satisfied with a lot of things, mostly how they're being treated, how women are being treated by men, by society, by the boss. It's looking back to the Me Too movement when it first started, which was back in about 2017, the poll on Gallup finds women's satisfaction has dropped 17 points to 44% say they're satisfied with their life. The poll more specifically finds that 61% of men think men and women have equal job opportunities, while only 33% of women agree. That snicker was from Victoria. However, majorities of both genders, 72% women, 61% men, favor affirmative action programs for women. Half the white women, 46%, said they were satisfied with women's treatment in society, while 38% of black women, 43% of Hispanic women felt that way. This is the Commission
That's
for Gender...
That's still not even half of white women, though. This is just a female problem across the board.
Well, what's the problem? Is it a problem being a female? Or a problem that women see in society because, obviously, the other side of the societal connection is men. So are we going to blame all of this on men?
Well, it's not about blaming men. This is about all the responsibilities and burdens that women have to face. And this is a lot of, this is a Gallup poll that came out, you know, after the pandemic. I mean, we saw, you know, just in September, men gained 220,000 jobs. Women lost 26,000 jobs. And so another 309,000 women left the workforce because they couldn't watch the kids, care for an elderly parent, and do their job.
Comparing,
I mean, right now, we're 3 million jobs short. Right now, women are short nearly 3 million jobs than before the pandemic.
They don't have the opportunity?
It means there are 3 million... No, it means there are 3 million fewer women in the workplace. And this is a trend we've been seeing happen. We've talked about it here. You know, women are dropping out of the workplace left and right because of the things I just said, because they have to, because they were unable to take care of the kids doing homeschooling and distance learning.
Yeah,
they had to school the kids.
So what's
they had
the
to
solution?
Try to, well, let, hang on. Let me finish.
Stop
they had to try to
children?
Do their own. They had to. No. Okay. They had to homeschool. They had to do their own jobs. They had to take care of the of elderly parents. There are all, these are all three main reasons why there are now 3 million fewer women in the workplace. That goes back to the 1980s. That's the level we're seeing now. That's horrible. This is a huge setback.
Why is it
for women.
Horrible? Why? Why? Why is it a horrible thing?
Why would you? Why is it a good thing to have 3 million fewer women in the workplace?
Don't answer a question. My mother said never answer a question with a question.
But
I'm wondering.
Are you asking a rhetorical question?
No,
why is
not
it
really. I suppose maybe it could be rhetorical, but I want to know what there is from the male point of view here, the singular male point of view. I'm surrounded by estrogen, so I ask the question knowing that I will have three women that will probably argue with my point of view. I'm not sure. I get it. I hear the numbers, but do these numbers equal dissatisfaction? Do they equal unfair treatment? Does it equal there's not enough
all
money
of the
to pay?
Above.
What does it mean? All of this stuff. And how do you fix it?
And I think what maybe you're getting at, Doug, is that it insinuates that people who are staying home and have assumed the role of the caretaker are somehow unhappy, unsatisfied, or unfulfilled. And I don't think that's true. There are a lot of women who have the hardest job of being a stay-at-home mom. I mean, it is incredibly difficult. You don't get a lunch break. You are constantly on duty, and it's tough.
Well,
and so, but I think there are a lot of women who are...
So you're saying 3 million people? 3 million women are happy to be home?
No, but what I think is that Doug's getting at is that are all of, is it fair to assume that all of these people are somehow unhappy or dissatisfied? I don't think it is. I think there are some women who have left the workforce that would like to go back. I think there are probably some who maybe like being at home. I think it's a mixed bag. I don't think
for the first time in my life, as I look at the advances of minorities, whether it be skin color, whether it be sexual orientation, whatever it is, I see that there are plenty of opportunities, many more opportunities now, mostly because those groups have made a lot of noise that they need to have made in order to be treated fairly. But the other side of it is I see huge numbers of women running businesses that were not running before. And I'll use the radio business, which is the one I know the best, over anything else. Huge numbers of increased management, upper management, general managers, running companies. The second largest and third largest radio companies are run by women. And they're down the line. If you follow the trades every day, you see women being moved up over men. Three, four times as many women, I see. I'll go back and challenge
you. But it makes news now. Because when you start at such a deficit, it makes news,
well,
and then people think.
So we're trying to make it better.
But then people think, oh, well, you know, okay, so now clearly women are equal, and it's not true.
No, it's
not
at all. That's not what
I'm saying. But I think it's getting better is the point. I mean, look, I'm going to use myself. I don't usually like to pat myself on the back.
Yeah,
but when in a major market like Los Angeles, would you see a female-led morning show, much less on a talk station, happen? And
much less on a station
there.
Owned by a company that's predominantly run by right-wing men. I'll say it. You don't have to say it.
I know, but I don't think the point is that. It's just that you don't oftentimes see a woman who's leading any show. I don't care who's running the company. And so, you know, I think it is getting better, but dang it, you have to, like, believe me, you have to work a lot harder. It is not an even Steven thing.
That is
true.
Absolutely.
You have to work a lot harder. You have to be more present. You have to be willing to give up more of yourself.
Okay,
and that's why
so that's the
I make
solution.
The point. There are some people who are home who are giving themselves just in a different direction, and that's cool, too. That's great.
I know lots of men who stay home now from work, and the woman of the family is the bread earner. Excuse me. There are also a lot of men. You look at the focus on Buttigieg and him staying home, family leave, because they adopted a child, or somehow there's a child. I don't know, it was adopted or somebody had it as a surrogate.
They're two of them.
Yeah. Okay.
And paternity leave is a thing that should be. Well, can we just say maternity leave should be more accessible to everybody? But
yes,
paternity leave should be held accountable to, not held accountable. It should be on the table as well.
Well, it's not. And so anyway, I just thought that this was worth the spending a few moments on to just sort of get a sense of the room, if you will. 14 after the hour. Now, let's get into a little politics. I think it was yesterday or the day before, I was talking about a political ad that I heard over the weekend running up in New Hampshire. And now I start to hear these political ads here in Massachusetts aimed at some regional contests and some, because the election's like 2 weeks away. So there's a lot of stuff being said in these. If you listen carefully to these political ads, they're pretty starchy. Some of them are really strong attacks on the other side. And I've wondered for years, because more and more of this negative advertising has come to the surface, and more there are really sharp delineations and sharp claims made against opposite candidates. And so now there's a group that is looking at the liability that these people have who are attacking the other, the opponent, if you will, the other person.
Imagine that. What fun will politics be if people actually have to just speak truths instead of just attacks?
Well,
it'd be no
there
fun
are
at all.
A couple of these ads have led to defamation challenges, not necessarily by the other candidate, but by groups who are listening to this stuff and know that it's outrageous. I mean, I could say here in Framingham, the woman who's the mayor now has made some outrageous claims, not only against her opponent, but of things that she's done, which she hasn't done. And so how do you bring people up short? Kind of back to Facebook or anything. What's credible here? You can claim anything you want to in an ad, and nobody checks it. Where's the
damage is
Snopes?
Done.
Yeah. Right. Where's Snopes?
Retractions are never featured on the front page, that's
never.
For sure. Retractions are on the very back page at the bottom in the tiny print.
Even if there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty, I don't know. I think there obviously at some point will probably be a turning point, but there's so many things that get taken out of context in politics that I think are used against people that are done. I mean, I just look at what happened to Larry Elder in the governor's race, and they're saying he pulled a gun on people, and then you have someone,
nonsense.
You know, I mean, people throwing eggs at his head. I mean, all these things that are coming out. It's just, it happens
in every
single race.
The other side said that was all
a
setup. That was something that was it was theater.
Yeah, right.
Attention. Yeah. Yeah.
I think there's plenty of theater on both sides. Happening.
I do too. So speaking of that, the House.
Knowing Larry, I'm pretty sure that he doesn't want a person throwing an egg at his head. I'm just going to go out on a limb.
Yeah,
I'm thinking that wasn't one of his setups.
Yeah.
But
he's back on the air now, right?
Yes.
Is he back on the air? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the House is voting today on whether to hold Steve Bannon in contempt because he said I'm basically not going to come testify before your committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection. So what does that mean? So they hold him in contempt. Do they arrest him? They put him in jail?
It's going to test the power of congressional subpoenas is what it's going to do. That's, you know, if it's going to be on party lines, this is such a political move anyway. That I think it's really difficult to see that this will hold up, and I don't even know if they'll press it because I think
Yeah,
but you know what though, but it would be really, I don't know, I think we could put a lot of this to bed if people would just go forward and say, you know, and testify truthfully what didn't happen. If
you
that's
could,
what
but it gives,
didn't happen.
The problem is it gives validity to this, and that's what I think a lot of people, like on my side of the aisle, are saying. This is just not, it's not valid. The Democrats have already blown this 4 million times trying to impeach Trump. It is so obvious what they're trying to do. There are real criminal investigations going on that don't need to involve Adam Schiff that, you know, can happen. Adam Schiff has proven himself to be a total political creature who is not interested in the best interest of the country. He lies to everybody. So people don't want to give it any
Speaking of people who lie, what's Newsom doing to get the problem of the California port system operating again?
Well, another executive order, which is in place now in our state of California, to try to ease some of the congestion, I guess he's going to ask agencies to find properties that can be used for storage so that they can move the stuff that's currently on the docks into other places so that they can unload these ships.
All right, Bullitt and Brian Laundrie still dead. Film 11.
We don't know that. I mean, we don't know that for
We're guessing.
Yeah, I think he's dead. 18 past the hour. It's Superstar Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by and they're going to test your battery free. If it does need to be replaced, they'll have just the right Superstar battery for your vehicle. And you can get up to $25 gift card after mail-in rebate with a purchase of your Superstar battery. Return power, performance, and reliability to your car, your truck, your motorcycle with Superstar batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have
EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It's 23. And yeah, don't we have to do a commercial here? So this is just kind of a teaser. If you can recognize this singer, I'll give you $100. How's that? We'll
really?
Identify.
He's pretty popular. A lot
are
of people
we, are we
know.
Able to jump in on this?
Yeah, no, you can't. You're employees of the company, so they're not eligible for any contests on the air. Right. I've been trying to come up with ideas lately, thinking about doing some contests back on the air because people like it. It's kind of fun and it's distraction from all the other garbage that we are normally talking about. So look for that in your future. Meanwhile, who was that? We'll identify that singer right after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Not even grow me a Fu Manchu.
Fu Manchu.
And it's a great day.
This is a Chinese country singer?
No.
All right, so let's break the suspense, Jay Kirshner. Who is this, please?
This is country artist Travis Tritt, who is firm in the stance that vaccines and everything regarding COVID mandates should not be mandated, and he is putting his money where his mouth is and canceling any stops on the tour where the venue is demanding that people either present their COVID vaccine cards or a negative test and requiring masks. So far that
has included four
shows. So what
venues are left?
Yeah. So, well, a lot of venues are actually putting it on the artists and letting them decide. So that way, if anything happens or goes wrong or there's a lawsuit that's filed from somebody who's like, hey, you didn't protect me well enough, it falls on the artist, not the venue.
I'd be suing if they cancel and they give me my money back.
I can understand if you're against a vaccine mandate, okay, fine. Or if you don't want the vaccine, sure. But why would you want, as an artist, when you have thousands of people gathering, why wouldn't you at least want everyone to have a negative test result so that you're not creating a super spreader event? That's just irresponsible and stupid.
But I think that's the thing. Some people don't believe it to be a super spreader event. Like, some people are still
in
denial about it.
They're not convinced. Okay.
Yeah, they're still not convinced.
They're not convinced.
That's why it's still so political and it's still such a big issue, because there are a lot of people that are too convinced or not convinced enough. And regarding the four stops that Travis Tritt has canceled, he has told fans that he is sorry about it and he's going to reschedule those shows at different locations.
Hmm. All right. Adele is got an announcement. Is, no, that's not the right verb, Doug. Adele has announced the television concert special, Interview with Oprah. This is all in promotion of her new album, 30. Right, Jay?
This is incredible. This is going to be amazing. This is like we get an Adele concert and an Oprah interview all in one night. So if you're an Adele fan, you're tune in, CBS. What was the date? November what was the date, Doug? I don't
November 30th. Let's see. What is it? November 14th. Sorry. Yep.
Yeah.
November 14th. That's just before the album comes out on the 19th. What did you start to say, Jay?
Oh, no, and what's so great about this is there was a time that everybody thought Adele wouldn't perform again because she's been so clear about her severe stage fright.
Yeah.
So she had said that she hates performing. It's like the thing she hates most in this world, performing in front of people. And so when she did SNL and she's coming back out, and it's exciting stuff.
Yeah, plus the fact she's getting a lot of money. Okay, come out for that. It's 28 after.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
So I heard from my friend's neighbor's sister that Kohl's has the lowest prices of the season and had to go see for myself. The deals, they're so good. I got a cute pair of So boots for $24.99, my favorite jeans for $14.99, and the big one towels and pillows for $2.99, which will come in handy for holiday guests. I even got some...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
There's been a break in the Gabby Petito Bryan Laundry case. FBI lead investigator Michael McPherson from the Tampa field office.
Investigators found what appears to be human remains, along with personal items such as a backpack and notebook belonging to Bryan Laundry. These items were found in an area that up until recently had been underwater.
Also found at the scene were personal items belonging to Bryan Laundry. The coroner now has the remains as we wait for their findings. Amazon is primarily not known as a logistics company, but in 2020, the company shipped more parcels than FedEx. Logistics is a $1.5 trillion business, and it has long been controlled by a handful of players like FedEx, UPS, and the Postal Service. Now Amazon must be considered a part of America's top logistics handlers. La Nina weather patterns are poised to hit the West Coast through the weekend. Heavy rain and many feet of snow is expected. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As the Virginia gubernatorial election is coming up on November 2nd, Virginia has term limits that no governor can hold consecutive terms. That's why former Virginia Governor Democrat Terry McAuliffe can run again. He's facing strong opposition from Republican Glenn Youngkin. Virginia voters sound off on Fox News Thursday morning. This is Elizabeth in Leesburg, Virginia.
People like A.G. Merrick Garland and the Biden administration have come after and put a target on the backs of parents and said that we, and of course Terry McAuliffe has said, we don't have a place in our children's education. And parents, I think, across Virginia, not just in Fairfax, not just in Loudoun, have had enough. We want to have a say in our children's education. We are the primary stakeholders in our children's education, unlike U.S. Secretary Miguel Cardona said, well, we're just important. No, we're not important. We're the primary, and it's not the place of the government to put themselves between us and our children.
Republican Winsome Sears, a woman of color, is Mr. Youngkin's running mate as a lieutenant governor candidate. She's confident Virginia voters have had enough of the state's one-party system.
What a difference a day makes. It's because the voters know that we have the solutions. Glenn is going to be our governor, and he has programs from day one on what he's going to do. He's going to reduce our gas tax that the Democrats have increased for the first time in 20 years, the first time that they had total control, 20 years.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right back into action, 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner in this half hour. Really big problems in America. There's a candy corn maker got hacked, Victoria. I didn't hear this in the tech report.
It was me, because candy corn is neither corn nor candy, and it's disgusting, so I hacked it.
Until you stack it together, then it looks like corn.
Ooh. Yeah, but like an ear of corn. When did it all get started? That's who came up with the idea? I see that the hacker went to Brax, B-R-A-C-H, their candy manufacturer. Mm-hmm. They make lots of different types of candy, and so including atomic fireballs. Who'd want those?
Oh, anyway, those are so good.
They are.
They're delicious.
You're so funny. Yeah, the way you describe things. I suppose you like everlasting gobstoppers as well.
No, not so much.
Not so much.
You like more cinnamon flavor.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, I like the like Red Hots and stuff. Yeah. And Laffy
Sticks.
Taffy. Yeah, Pixie Sticks, Laffy Taffy, Nerds, all of these. What is it, Boston Baked Beans? What are those?
Yes. I don't know. That Boston Baked Beans for me are beans that are actually baked and they have like honey syrup on them. But these are candies, I'm sure. So, how'd this happen, Victoria? Who's hacking and why?
I don't know this story. I have no idea.
I should ask.
Yeah, that's right, too. I was thinking we're in the tech report.
It's like the tech stuff.
Shame on me. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so they don't exactly know who, but it was, this whole hack started around October 9th, and Ferrera, the organization who owns Brax Candy, they started noticing that hackers were encrypting their computers. They started demanding payments on October 9th, so Ferrera hired outside experts to come help restore their systems, and they don't know exactly what percentage of orders have been filled or not. Yeah, probably a lot less than what the hackers were demanding. But there's a slight shortage of candy coming up for Halloween, and this is why.
It's like turkey. Short on turkey for Thanksgiving, short on candy for Halloween.
Yeah, I love the people who actually believe and then try to convince others that when you eat candy corn, that the three different colors taste different. You know those people? I feel like everybody knows someone who is convinced that the three levels, the three different colors on candy corn actually are different
but
flavors.
Aren't those things so tiny? Don't you just pop them in your mouth like Skittles? Or are there people that actually bite down on each
individual
color?
Oh, yeah. People eat them layer by layer. I have done that just to prove to people that there is no difference in flavor. Yeah. Mm.
I'm trying to swear off because I think I'm looking a little pudgy. I like that. I have a bowl full of candy corn downstairs, and I'm just looking at it. Yeah,
Breakfast of Champions.
That's it. All right, let's go back. Let's stay with technology for a little bit because Micron is a chip maker, and they are going to spend a lot of money. Many people think this is great because they're spending billions and billions of dollars to build new chip plants. We all know how the automotive industry and many others, actually, the appliance industry has been stymied because of the Chinese and their chip thing and yada, yada, because we were dumb enough to place all of those plants in China and see what we have to show for that. There isn't a car dealership in America that's got enough cars to sell, even stretching the value of late model cars to the point where they're selling for what the new ones would sell for today. And
isn't that
is something. Yeah, but that's us being dumb enough to put all our eggs in one basket because people are cheap and greedy and they have them all made in China. So now what's Micron going to do?
Well, it's interesting that you say putting all your eggs in one basket. That's exactly what Micron said. Their chief strategy officer has been talking about this new deal. They're announcing plans. They're going to spend $150 billion over the next 10 years, and they're building new chip plants. And so they said that the reason that we have such a chip shortage right now is because concentration equals shortages. And so it opens you up to a risk. And so when you have a concentration of chips being made in China, then when there's something that goes wrong in a global capacity, then poof, the whole world is affected by it, and no one else can make up the difference. And so, like, we used to have, the U.S. used to be where the bulk of memory chips were made, and now it's only 2% of the global supply is actually made in America. And so now we know the bulk of those chips come from Taiwan, China, and Korea. Now, Micron wants to diversify, and so they said they want to build more chip factories in America, but what they're not committing to it yet because they want the American government to commit as well as other governments and other, you know, of other countries have already done. They want to move forward quickly with tax incentives and manufacturing rights. And so those are things that a lot of other governments, and I think our government has been woefully behind. We do not invest. We only invest, what, 2 or 3%?
We just give money away to keep them from working. We don't help businesses get going.
We don't invest in our businesses. We give, like, 2 or 3% of investment in across the various industries. And, yeah, like, in China, it's 11 or 13% of their
they own
GDP
all the businesses,
goes back
so
into.
That's a
right
little speech. But you look at Europe.
But it does
look
show
at Ireland
you
and England.
Sure.
And Ireland
it does
especially
show. Yeah, I mean, it does show you, though, that the, you know, when you invest in companies that are based in your country, you know, everyone benefits from that. So Micron is kind of trying to push America to do that more, and I agree with them.
Well, look at what has been done in the name of, you can say this is socialism, and I don't know that I like it because of the way it was used to compete against Boeing, but Airbus is owned by the English government, the Spanish government, the French government, and the German government. They own, it's not a private company, the governments own that manufacturer of airplanes.
It doesn't, so, well, and I guess then you break it down right to airlines, too, that are owned by governments. Aer Lingus,
in England,
where we fly
in Europe,
back and forth,
they're all owned
Ireland
by the government. Yeah,
yeah, well, they're all partially owned. Yeah, yeah, not
well,
fully.
British
but
Airways, not so much, but yeah.
Aer Lingus is partially owned, so it's...
Well, they had to do that because they all went broke. And
yeah.
So they had to get government support in order to keep flying.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the point that I'm making is that in this circumstance, the governments have floated money to this company and many others so that jobs could be created and people weren't on welfare. In our country, not that I think that that's a good idea. I believe that you ought to make it on your own. But at least in this circumstance, the money was doing something good to keep people working and off the dole. Here in this country, we do just the opposite. We don't help companies get started and hire people. We just give the money to people who are sitting around on their fat butt all day doing nothing. And that's really, I find, very offensive. And I find it to be, we're becoming the worst in the world. Spain used to be the worst for that kind of stuff. Now I think we're going way out in front in terms of incentivizing people to do squat. And then we got to bring in people from, you know, the immigrants coming into the country, some of them illegally, who will get status faster because they're trying to get people to do lots of different jobs that they can't. Look at the problem that all these hamburger joints are having or manufacturing places are having, just general, you know, restaurants. So, anyway, the Parkland Hospital thing, not Parkland Hospital, the Parkland School, the families of those people that were killed in the shooting at the high school, Parkland Hospital, by the way, just so that you get my reference, was the hospital in Dallas where Kennedy died. I don't know why I saw Parkland and hospital came into my mind. Did you even know that?
No, I thought you were going to say the Parkland Hospital is where the kids from the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School were taken after
the
shooting.
That's also true. It was a different Parkland Hospital.
Got
anyway,
it.
So they got $25 million from the Broward County School District. So the taxpayers are paying for the bad management of the school district.
Well, and let's not forget the sheriff's department.
Yeah,
when
well,
the sheriffs
okay
all sat there and
all
did nothing
did
because
nothing
they didn't want to go in. Yeah, I
yeah
mean, this is a whole mess.
So, well, but it's more pointing at how really bad, how lackluster management, supervision, oversight is of public entities. Whether it's the police or the school departments, everything is melting because people are not engaged. And if they are engaged, it's too prejudicial on one side or another. But the fact that there are so many people who in this circumstance lost folks in their family, and so the taxpayer pays because the people who were there didn't do their job. I guess, I mean, what else? How else do you conclude, as you suggested, the sheriff's deputies didn't do anything?
Nope, they didn't.
So then, so what does the public do about this? Because the public is paying. What should the public, those people live in Broward County, Florida, what should you be doing? to fix the problem.
On a local level, I'm not sure if the sheriff is elected or appointed down there.
No,
but
they're elected. They're elected.
Yeah, so, I mean, that starts right there with elections. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I mean, this is ridiculous. And so, and then and the other part of this story, since we haven't really talked about this in a long time, since COVID, we haven't really heard anything about this, but Nicholas Cruz, the shooter who was a former student there, he has pleaded guilty on all charges, all 34 counts. He's basically trying to avoid the death penalty, so it's a legal strategy. But that's the newest development there. He pleaded guilty.
He should not be able to avoid it, frankly.
Yeah, well, each murder charge, was it 17 murder charges? 17,
yep. Why shouldn't
17
he
people
be?
Died, 17 people were injured. So you have the attempted murder charges, 20 to 25 years.
See you later.
The actual murder charges, life in prison without parole.
Stick the thing in his arm. See you later, pal. Dr. Dre has been served with divorce documents, Jay.
Talk
about
like,
crudeness.
This is awful. He was served divorce papers at his grandmother's funeral. So there are a couple of varying reports. People from Dre's camp say that he was basically standing next to the casket when he was served the divorce papers. People from his estranged wife's camp, Nicole Young, say, no, it happened in the parking lot. Like, either way, why was that the place?
Funeral, and she told the server, the process servers, to go and do it. Yeah, this has been one of the most contentious divorces. This has been splashed all over TMZ for the last better part of a year. It's really ugly because there's
so hundreds
of millions of dollars are on the line here, if not even close to a billion. It's ugly.
Is he that big a star? He's a hip-hop guy, right?
Oh, yeah. He has over $800 million. And also, he has the really popular headphones that a lot of people were using.
The Beats by Dre, which he sold
to Apple. It's incredible how much
money
is worth. She filed for divorce in June 2020. A court ordered him to pay $325,000. He paid $325,000 out of $1.5 million that the judge ordered him to pay in California for her legal
fees. Does he cash, or is he just does he have the cash, or does he not have the cash? He may have spent it for other stuff, and he just doesn't have it.
I'm sure he has it. Well, he already has to give her $300,000 spousal support, so that's already been determined.
Isn't that a
year?
A month.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he has the assets.
A month.
He's got the cash. So this is it just keeps getting uglier and uglier.
Unga bunga. All right. In the face of the mild COVID-19 situation we find ourselves in now, getting better, obesity, according to a report in Virus Magazine, may mean worse symptoms. That is, if you have COVID going into the winter, if you're way overweight, you're going to have a tougher time. I think this is pretty consistent information from what we've been talking about all along, what Dr. Ken Kronhaus has said about people who are going to be vulnerable to the flu and to COVID and other respiratory problems, because the fat around your lungs keeps your lungs from working properly. So if you want to avoid that, then, and you are heavy, and then you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, and you figure out what the right formula is for you, and you go to Top Loss again and order a 3-month supply, you get another 3 months free under their fall special deal. Why do you want this? Because it works. Hello, dung, 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 dung. It works to get rid of the weight and keep it off the natural way. That's the secret. That's the element that is, it's not an element of surprise, because it takes quite a while to do this the right way. It's not an overnight thing. Not going to happen overnight. You need 45, 50 days before you even see some improvement. But I like it because you take it and you keep the weight off. Calitrin, the weight loss formula that's all natural. Check it out, toploss.com. And when you do check out, use the DJV code so that you can save $10 or whatever off shipping. And then you buy as many as you want and you get another equal to that. Like, let's say you buy 3, you're going to get 3 free. That's the story. Lose the weight. Keep yourself healthy. Don't get the flu. Start at toploss.com and checking out the DJV code. It's 10 before the hour here.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're 53 past the hour, and I was going to say 23 past. I don't want to throw away a half hour of your life, especially when such an important moment faces us, the appearance of one Charles Curry. Chucker is here with the movie moments, and we're going to focus on today being Back to the Future Day right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is not music from Back to the Future.
Yes, it is.
Oh. It is?
Yeah. It's a huge Huey Lewis hit from the song.
That's
a couple
like
of them.
The song from it.
Yeah.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, what I have to put up with, the ganging up on me because I made one little
ganging up? Mistake. You made a very declarative statement there. This is not from Back to the Future.
Well it is. Wasn't. I was not. I meant it was not from Back to the Future 1. Right, Chugger?
No, it is. That's Huey Lewis.
I think it is.
He's
who
just
the
checking
cameo
that
in
we
the
know.
Film as the gym teacher, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. So I was wrong. What do you want from me?
Okay. Why are you playing this music? Let me ask you a question. Why are you playing
yes.
this music? Tell us.
Because today's Back to the Future Day. This is on this date, October 21st in 1985, that the first Back to the Future was aired publicly. October, was it? Yeah, it's October 21st. 1985. So it was declared Back to the Future Day in October of 2015. All right? And it also has to do with the Chicago Cubs
so
winning
you,
the World
do you
Series.
Like, do you like Back to the Future? Listen, Back to the Future came out in 1985, wound up being the top grossing film of that year. Sort of was a sleeper.
$400 million.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The studio, when they released that film, they weren't quite sure if it would catch on or not to be a big mass popcorn film, but it did. And then, you know, in 89 and 90, they released the two sequels, Back to the Future 2 and 3, which were filmed back-to-back. It's very rare when sequels are filmed back-to-back that they did it to save some money. Watched in an entirety of 1, 2, and 3 as a trilogy, I think it's as good a trilogy
fine.
As ever produced. I mean, people would say the original Star Wars. I think Chris Nolan's three Batman movies is a great trilogy, but Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3 are pretty awesome movies. Specifically because...
Whatever. Oh, well.
Specifically right. because
yeah,
we didn't
because...
get his reasons, but
right.
they are great. He's
Uma
right.
Thurman is going to play Arianna Huffington in a new, it's called Super Pumped, the new series on the rise of
Uber.
Yeah. And so, the story is, well, how is Arianna Huffington, though, connected to?
She was on the board of Uber. So this is going to be.
She was. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she may still be. I don't know, but yeah, it's going to be an anthology. So they're going to tackle Uber first, and then they're going to move on to other big kind of corporate stories.
Yeah.
And it's the same showrunner and same creators as Billions, so it's probably going to have a cool, you know, financial kind of aspect to it.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was interesting. This is based on a book, by the way, of the same name. This is a role for Uma Thurman. I think that's interesting. Who I do like, Kyle Chandler, I think is a very reliable, sort of mid-level actor. He's going to be in this. He's around a lot in movies, television, and so forth. All right, Chucker, you're back. You got 13 seconds. Help yourself.
I was just going to say, you know, opening this weekend in theaters is Dune. It goes on HBO Max, same as theaters, I believe. Tonight, expected to do about $35 million at the box office and track very well overseas. So
is it kind of a horror movie?
It's a sci-fi movie.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.